to the dash.
Radio Wave 96.7 FM, it is the road to the NetBank Desert Dash 2022. And every single Monday, we have an opportunity to speak to a cyclist. And today, we get an opportunity to speak to one of my favorite cyclists. I'm biased because she's also a future media sales executive, Monique Taylor. Monique, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning.
So you are one of the brave future media employees who's dared to take on the Dash.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
So, Monique, you have to tell us, how did you get into the world of cycling? What was it? How did the bug bite?
Well, I've always seen it, and I was like, wow, I can do that, I can do that. And my sister and I last year decided, you know what, let's put a team together, let's experience this as sisters together. It really feels like something we can do, but we did not know what we were signing ourselves up for.
Wow.
It has been quite an experience.
Now, Monique, I know personally from your journey that you are being very humble about your cycling journey this year. I mean, you are literally a rookie cyclist, but you've done some amazing things. You've hit podium. You also got an award, correct?
Yes, that's correct, from Long Ride Addicts, yeah.
Which is amazing. And clearly it's a sign that if you put your mind to something, you can actually achieve it. So listen to us all. Tell us about your team, Steckels
so,
Toyota.
Yeah, Steckels Toyota is from Swakopmund, my hometown. My sister and I were approached, they approached us in April at one of the West Coast MTB rides. And they were like, don't you want to join us? At first, we were a bit skeptic because we were really setting our hearts out to do a two-man team, but we are so grateful now after all the work that we got these ladies to ask us. So I've got Anik Skuman and I've got Monja Scholz, that's also a part of our team. And then, of course, my lovely sister, Charlotte Taylor.
A shout out to the entire four-man team of Steckels Toyota. I know they're tuned in and listening to you. So what did training look like when you're training for the Dash first time? Desert Dasher, right? Haven't done this before. What did that training look like?
Well, you're looking at about 6 days of training a week, and then on your seventh day would be your breathing training, because you need to breathe. It's the most important thing when exercising. And I'm doing stage one, so the heat is going to get to me and my lungs need to survive it.
Right.
Yeah, training was quite hectic. I first started only at Lema Gym, so there we had Jennifer.
Manny Heyman's Mr. Africa himself.
Yes, yes, and Leander Bork is also part of the Lema team, and Genevieve Weber, who's a wonderful coach, Leani Rue, Nadine was also there. So it's really been a journey for myself, but then I realized the spinning classes are not going to do it.
Right.
You need to actually do functional training. It's more than just sitting on a bike. You need to do your core. You need to do your back. You need to do your shoulders, because you're going to have to sit in that position for hours. And then I got to Michael Falk, who is Fit for Life with Michael. And he is personally setting up my training program for me.
Sure.
And all my training is based on my heart rate. So it works around how fit you are in your heart rate, because you have to keep your heart rate quite low when you're riding. During races, it goes quite high.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, because you start getting adrenaline.
Right,
and it gets
and it's
hot.
Competition,
yeah.
Right.
And you're really in zone five, so you get also five different zones when you cycle, so it's quite intense.
It's a lot of sacrifice too, right?
Yes.
You're riding 6 days a week. You're on that bike. You're not only cycling in the gym as well. And then it seems to take a village to get you ready for the Desert Dash.
It really does. You know, everybody says it takes a village to raise a child. It's the same with an athlete. It really is. You know, you have your riders that go out with you when you train, because it's not safe to ride alone all the time.
Mm.
And it's good to have somebody there in case you get a flat tire,
yeah.
Teach you how to use your gears. You know, these are all important things that you need to know.
Sure.
And then also it takes the corporate companies that are out there that really sponsor each and every cyclist, because yes, it is an expensive sport, And without these corporate companies creating these events, creating safe places for us to ride, such as Hollywood with the Long Ride Addicts,
right?
It really, it does make a difference. And without them, I don't think any of the Namibian athletes without these corporate sponsorships would be where they are today.
Absolutely. So speaking of sponsors, we know that your main sponsor, Stickles Toyota.
Yes.
Is anybody else assisting you? Has anybody else come on board and says, oh, wow, this is a four-women cycling team. We want to get behind you. We want to get you to the finish line. Who else is supporting you?
I'm very grateful that we've got most of our sponsors are from the coast, from our hometown. So we also got Allo Center, Biocar, Cars and Guides, who are sponsoring us, the minibus. So we've also got a little minibus. It is branded in case anybody sees it on the way.
That's just awesome. Wave.
And then we've also got the Auto Ecke and, Biocar.
All right. That's absolutely amazing that people have come on board and to help you guys across the finish line. Do you think it's going to be different being from Swakopmund, that it's your hometown, and crossing that finish line in Swakopmund?
No, of course. Like, I'm coming home. I'm on my way, like, super fast. Maybe slow, but I'm trying my hardest.
All right. So, Monique, last and final questions. We ask this to every single, you know, interviewee that we have who's riding the Nedbank Desert Dash. And here's the big question. Who are you riding for?
Beginning of the year, it's one of the training things is remember your why. When you're out there and you're tired, your legs don't want to work anymore, and you're just like, shush now, we're cycling, we're going to finish this. So remembering your why is very important. And beginning of the year, mine was my sister and myself to have this experience together.
That must be amazing,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
You've been training and riding with your sister. I mean, what a bonding experience.
It has been. But unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I've lost a cousin. And he was my age, quite young, had a whole life in front of him. Mm. And he suffered from cancer for 5 years now.
Mm.
And he's now at peace. And for us, it was just, tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
And live your life to the fullest. And I'm going to go on my bike and I'm going to push. Stop it, Limey.
No, you know, this always makes me emotional. I mean, last week we had in the Legacy of Love, we had Yana in.
Yeah.
And I think it's always emotional. Every single person that we've come in and asked what you're riding for. And to us, a lot of the time, it just seems like a sport that we're trying to achieve. But there's always a bigger cause and there's always a bigger why. So it's beautiful that you're riding for your cousin and that... You're living your life to the fullest. I don't know why these Nedbank Desert Dash talks always get so emotional, but I think there's a lot of push behind it, Monique, and it's beautiful that you're riding for your cousin, and I know that he's going to see you through to the finish
line. Of course, he's going to be by my side.
Well, that was Monique Taylor riding for Stickles Toyota to her and her entire teammates. Ho being a ho, is that how you say it?
Yes.
All the way till Swakopmund. That was the Nedbank Desert Dash 2022. Road to the Dash.
The Nedbank Desert Dash 2022.